Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai. So we continue our reading from Antilila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as per his standard, he really loved to visit the homes of devotees. He was extremely satisfied and pleased to go to the homes of his devotees, meet them, chant the holy names, chant Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan with them, accept the food from their loving hands. Generally, it was Brahmins that he visited. And occasionally, he visited members of the other orders, Kshatriyas or Vaishyas, and they would arrange to have some Brahmin cook for him, because he was a Brahmin by birth. But Lord Chaitanya, he respected everyone. He preached respect. And he preached love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the god of respect and the god of love. He's the Adar means respect. He was the god of respect. He was the god of love. He was the god of honor. He was a god of seva. He was a god of bliss. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kali Yuga Patita Pavanar Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Because he, not by his words, we say in English, actions speak louder than words. In other words, achar, you can say, oh, I'm a very good man, I'm a very quiet man, I'm a very peaceful man. So I can say that, that's my words. But my actions are, I'm very disturbed, I'm very agitated, I'm a very charitable man. I can say that. But if you see my actions, I give nothing to anyone, I help no one. So then you're not. Actions speak louder than words. Do you understand? So Lord Chaitanya was not only giving precept, but he was giving practice. Precept and practice. Teachings, shiksha, and achar. Therefore, a person who gives shiksha, paramarthic shiksha, teachings, dharmic shiksha, teachings of religion, religious teachings, and he acts accordingly, he becomes an acharya. This is achar. His achar is flawless, perfect, pure and transcendental. Arjun, as the ideal inquisitive person, Arjun is a seeker of truth. Arjun is a pilgrim on the path of perfection. These are modern terms. Journey to perfection. Pilgrims on the path. Seeker of truth. Seeker of self-realization. Have you heard any of these terms in your life? Lord Chaitanya preached love and respect and service and honor, and he lived it. He honored the trees. He respected the dogs. He served dogs. He served trees. He served animals. He served humans. He served drunkards. He served kings. He respected drunkards. He served them. He loved them. He honored them. He respected kings, and he honored them, respected and loved them. This is the ideal man, the ideal woman, the ideal God, Prem Purushottam, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Maryada Purushottam, the God of rules and regulations, the God of rules and regulations, the God of Yama Niyama and Shastra Nisheda is Ramachandra, and the God of playful sports. Attractive drama and playful sports. The sportsman, the all-rounder, the sportsman. They have the sportsman. He's a sportsman. He plays cricket and basketball and football, and he water skis and surfing and all these things. He's a real sportsman. So God, the sportsman God, is Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna. And so this Gauranga Mahaprabhu is an interesting combination of Ram and Krishna and Gauranga. And he showed that interesting combination in an external form to Lord Nityananda, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and different devotees in his Avirbhav Leela, his Prakat Leela, manifest pastimes on this earth planet. Gauranga showed Shad Bhuj Rupam. His Murti was six arms. He showed, he was like, I'm sitting here. Oh, you're a Manush, a Manu. You're Admi, man, man. So I'm showing two arms, but of a sudden, then four arms come out. Doom, doom, huh? And two of them are golden color, whitish, and two of them are navy blue or sham blue, meg blue. Then, huh? And they're green, the color green, like fresh green grass. Ram, Sharir, Divya Sharir, Divya Kalevaram of Ramchandra is Hara Karam, but Halka, Halka Hara, Halka Hara Karam, yes? Light green, grass green. So that's all being seen in one form. Well, that's the Rupa, to establish the Tattva. But there's not only, there is Siddhanta and Tattva, but then there's the Charitra, the Charitra, the character, the characteristics, the behavior, the example, philosophy in action. Philosophy in action is behavior. Philosophy in action is achar. If you are a gunda, badmash, then that's your swabhav. That's your nature. That's your mentality, and you show it by your, and that's your philosophy, to steal, to lie, to cheat, to extort, to kidnap, to terrorize. These are your leelas. So then you show that in your actions. You kidnap people, you shoot people. You see. So Lord Chaitanya, he showed all the aspects of Ramachandra, of Maryada avatar. Because Maryada Ram, he had ek patni brata. Gauranga had ek patni brata. Lord Ram was an ideal kshatriya, a king, a ruler. And Lord Chaitanya was an ideal Brahmin, because he was a Mishra, born in Brahmin family. And Lord Chaitanya was an so one was a kshatriya. Brahmin chatur varnya maya shristvam guna karma vibhagashaha. This is in Gita. The four char varnas, char ashram. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. Shudra, then Vaishya, then Kshatriya, then Brahmin. So Lord Chaitanya followed all the Yamas and Niyamas and Shastra Vidhi and everything of the Brahmins. He was an ideal Brahmin. He did his daily yajnas, he did his daily puja, he did his teenbar anik, his Brahma Gayatri, Sri Sandhyam Vandanam. Suve, and at sunrise, at midday, and sunset, he chanted his Anik. Anik means his daily mantras. Om Bhur Bhavakswa Tat Savitur Varendyam Bargo Devasiddhimahi. He chanted in the morning, noon, and night, and he did his puja, Lakshmi Narayan puja. They had Murti and Shalagram. Ideal, perfect. So all the rules and regulations, this is Maryada. You understand? Now, he also is, so he showed, I am Ram, by his form, by Rupam, I am form, by Vastu and Tattva, I am form, and by Charitra, and by Achar, I am Ram. Every lady goes in the kitchen and cooks sabji. Does every sabji taste the same of every woman's hand? No. Every Pracharak gives Pravachan, Pracharak, and it's the same Bhagavad Gita. And the same Bhagavad Puran, is it the same Pravachan? No. Because there's variety and differences. Viewpoint, realization, mercy. So without taking up 10 hours of discussion, but in so many ways, by his charitra, by his character, by his achar and behavior, and by his nature, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that he was an ideal Paka Brahmin, a first-class Vaidic Brahmin. Brahmin by birth, by gun and karma and janma, by birth Brahman, by karma Brahman, by qualities Brahman. Patan patan yajan yajan dan pratigraha sat karma nipano vipra. A vipra means a Brahmin. He has sat karma, six activities. Patan patan. He studies the Bhagavad Pat and he teaches. Lord Chaitanya studied and he taught. He had a school, a Sanskrit academy in Mayapur in Bengal. And he opened a branch office in East Bengal. And that's patan patan. He studied the pat and he taught the scriptures. He studied the scriptures. Yajan yajan. He did puja. He did archan. He did arutik and snan and all the Sringar seva of Thakurji. Their Kula Devata, the deity of his father Jagannath Mishra and his mother Shachi Mata, deity of Lakshmi Narayan and Shalagas. He also did puja. And he taught other people how to do puja and instructed them. Then Dan Pratigraha. When he was teaching, his students would give him some dan, some charity. Then he would distribute Pratigraha. He would give charity to others. When anyone came to his house, you can read in the life story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when anyone came to his house, any beggar, anyone came to beg charity at his house, they all went away happy. They went away smiling. They were fully satisfied. He would give them cloth and gold or whatever he had, food, kind words, sweet words, everything. He would satisfy every single atiti, Narayan, atiti, guest, vairagi, Madhukari, Baba, Sannyasi, etc. So in all these ways, he was ideal. As was Lord Ram, the ideal Kshatriya, administrator, political head, emperor, king, etc. So he's Maryada Avatar, Chaitanya. Then he's Leela Avatar. He is also Leela Purushottam Sri Krishna. How so? If we examine the Charitra, or the Leela, or pastimes, or life of Lord Chaitanya, in his bhava, he was surrounded by devotees that all loved Radha and Krishna. All of his friends were Brahmins, birds of a feather, flocked together. Gundas move with Gundas, politicians move with politicians, Punjabis move with Punjabis, Gujaratis move with Gujaratis, and this is nature. I'm the only odd one out because I'm an American moving with Punjabis. But we are moving in my direction, not in your direction. Your direction is back home, back to Punjab. And my direction is back home, back to Godhead. It's called Bhakti Marg. Bhakti Marg. And hopefully we're all following the same tune and the same drummer and the same call of Krishna and the same inspiration that our hearts are guiding us toward God, toward Bhagavat Prem, and towards eternal life in Vaikuntha Goloka Vrindavan. I think we may be one in this idea, but there may be some differences of gender and age and beauty and wealth and knowledge, and of course our birthplaces are obviously different. There's called oneness and difference. Achintya bhed abhed atatva. Unity and diversity. So he was surrounded, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was surrounded by all kinds of pandits. Jagannanda Pandit, Gadadhara Pandit, Srivas Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Acharyas, Pandits, and they're all Brahmins. Practically every single one. And they were all devotees of Vishnu, Lakshmi Narayan, and or exclusively Radha and Krishna. The Radha and Krishna Yuga, Radha Govinda was there and is there, Ishta Dev or Devata. Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting he taught the same teachings of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. He gave the same shiksha to his students and to his jajaman and to all his shishya and the people that followed him. He taught Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman prityaja. As Krishna taught, Gauranga taught. Same verses he would use. Same Bhagavad Gita. So the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are the same as the teachings of Lord Krishna plus more. Because they're all the teachings of Lord Ram, all the teachings of Lord Krishna, plus all the teachings of Radha and Krishna combined. Whatever Radharani wanted to say about bhakti, whatever Radharani wanted to teach about love, and whatever Radharani wanted to reveal about the secrets of how to love her lover, her Kanta, her Krishna, she's Krishna Kanta, she's a lover of Krishna. So Radharani came to teach how to love Krishna. You want to please my beloved Shyam? I will listen. I'll tell you how to do it. He's pleased by pure devotion. He's pleased by complete surrender. And he's pleased by complete dedication. He's pleased by having no other desire but his pleasure and happiness. That's how you please Krishna, my beloved. Can you do it? Can you follow my secret teachings? My rahasya shiksha. Surrounded by all of these pundits who are Radha Krishna bhaktas, Gauranga, who is Radha and Krishna Yuga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya, he is non-different. Lord Chaitanya would sometimes remember Radha Krishna Leela Smaran. He would think about Vrindavan as we think about Vrindavan, and he would remember Radha and Krishna's pastimes as we try to remember Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Because Lord Chaitanya, of course, he's Radha and Krishna Yuga combined, but he's also a bhakta. He's Bhagavan Bhakta Dono. Dono Sarup. He's a bhakta, he's an ideal devotee, teaching by his own example, his own hands, his own words, his own movements and actions, teaching how to serve God. You do it like this. You chant like this. You serve like this. You pray like this. You move like this. You relate like this. You treat others like this. This is how an ideal Param Bhakta, Premi Bhakta behaves, how he speaks, how he walks, how he acts. Lord Chaitanya taught all that. Therefore, he is the ideal Mukhya Bhakta, first class devotee. But at the same time, he's Bhagavan. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. He's Sarvavatari. All the Das Avatars are within him. And sometimes he showed the Das Avatar Prakash, Varaha Prakash, Nisringa Prakash, Korma Prakash. Even Korma he showed. Keshavadrita Kurma Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. He showed Nisringa, he showed Vaman, he showed Ram, he showed all the avatars, he showed Sakshat and Prakat. He showed Vishnu, he showed Viratarupa, he showed Viratarup. Vishwarup he showed. He showed all these different forms. At the same time, he's serving the devotees, he's massaging devotees, he's washing clothes of devotees, he's folding the clothes, he's carrying their puja baskets to the Jumona so they can worship Ganga Devi. Such dainya bhav, bhakta's dainya bhav. Very mystifying personality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is he God? Is he a newspaper reporter or is he Superman? One minute he's a newspaper reporter for the daily whatever. One minute he's a bhakta. He's a servant of God and a servant of all God's devotees. Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva. Eki Tattva, Eki Achar, Eki Bhav. Vaishnava Bhav. Then Guru Bhav, Guru Bhakti, Vaishnava Bhakti, Guru Bhakti, Vaishnava Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. Bina Guru Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti nahi. Impossible. Guru ne kushi, Bhagavan ne kushi. Generally this said Brahman ne kushi, Bhagavan ne kushi. But Guru is the teacher of the Brahmins. So Guru is Acharya Mam Bijaniyan Sarva Deva Maya Guru. In Uddhav Gita, Gyara Skanda, Bhagavat Puran, Lord Sri Krishna is telling Uddhav, Acharya Mam Vijaniyan. Very simple, you can understand. The Acharya is me. I am speaking. Listen, everyone who's reading in Bhagavat Puran. I, Krishna Bhagavan, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, I am speaking that I am the Acharya. Do you understand this? You should understand this in a very, okay, in a very special way. Vijanayan, vishesh jana. You should understand this very clearly, tightly. This is a very special thing you should understand, that the Acharya is God. In quality, in behavior, in mercy, in teachings, but he is not in quantity, nor is he the Srishtikarta. He's not the Srishtikarta. Guru is not Srishtikarta, and he's not the Palana, and he's not the destroyer, and he's not the time factor, and he's not the cause of all causes. But he's in quality. He's merciful like God. He's intelligent and compassionate like God. And he's a representative of God. So, this Sarva Deva Maya Guru. So, Guru Bhakti is very essential. As you work, Jesus is saying in the Bible, he said, whatever you do to the least of my creation, that you do unto me. So if you kill the ant, it's like if you're offending and envious and violent towards the ant is a part of God, a creation of God. Then that means you're expressing violence and enmity toward God. Love me, love my dog. Have you heard this expression? So all the living entities are parts of God. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was surrounded by all these devotees, he would enter the mood of a bhakta, because he's sometimes bhakta. And bhaktas remember the Lord. They sing about the Lord. Lord Chaitanya sang relentlessly about the Lord in a Kanda Kirtan. Sometimes he did a Kanda Kirtan all day and all night, singing. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya sang and danced for 3 days consecutively. As described, there was one bhakta, one also pandit, Brahmin. His name was Vrakreshwara Pandit. And Lord Chaitanya was singing for 3 days, Teen Deen Akanda Kirtan. 72 hours non-stop. No pani, no kana, nothing. And while he was singing, Vrakreshwara Pandit was dancing. One of his Brahmin friends was dancing. 3 days. How is it possible? It's possible by kripa and shakti, spiritual power. When one gets the blessings, Krishna Shakti Vina Tara Pravartan. Krishna Shakti is the powerhouse, the energy, the force, the potency. So Lord Chaitanya, he was chanting like an ideal devotee. He would speak Harikatha like an ideal devotee. He would listen Shastra Shravana, Bhagavat Shravan. He would listen to the Bhagavatam every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says, this Bhagavatam should be heard, chanted, remembered, served, and lived every single day of our lives as human beings. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Lord Chaitanya showed that example as an ideal devotee. Every day he heard from Gadadhara Pandit. He heard the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, Dhruva Charitra. He heard that story 100 times in his lifetime. It's not like, oh, I read the Bhagavatam one time in 1927. I read that book. I don't want to read anymore. He listened to the story, the Charitra, the Leela from the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, Dhruv. You say Dhruv. This Maharaj Dhruva, this child Dhruva, 5 years old. He listened 100 times to that story. And the seventh canto, Prahlad, the Hiranyakashipu Nrisingha Prahlad Leela. He listened to that story of Nrisingadev saving Prahlad Maharaj 100 times. That means every year or so he was going through these stories again and again. And in addition to that, every night he was hearing Aishwarya Mahi Katha. He was listening to Aishwarya Mahi Katha and Madhurya Mahi Katha. Aishwarya Mahi Katha are these stories and teachings about the avatars of the Lord and the liberation activities of the Lord, liberating his devotees and protecting them. Aishwarya Mahi Leela. These are the pastimes of the Lord that are filled with opulence, power, extraordinary exhibitions of strength. But there's a whole another category of pastimes called Madhuryamayi. And these pastimes are simply the sweet exchanges, the prem-filled leelas. No demons being killed here. There's no blood anywhere. And no entrails and guts around the neck. It's simply embraces, kisses, dances, and mothers and their sons and lots of... It says that Mother Yashoda, when Krishna returned from cowherding, when he came back with the cows, she used to smother him with her kisses. Smother means to, like, you wrap some cloth around someone, you try to suffocate and smother them. So she kissed him all over, his face, his arms, everything, and his head, and smelled his head and embraced him and stroked his body. Because he was gone for 9 hours in the pasturing grounds, and his mother missed him. And she loved him immensely. But she was so happy to have him back. She's not like a modern-day mother that kisses her son once every 10 years. Oh, it's your birthday. One kiss on the forehead and that's it. One kiss per 10 years. Things were different in those days. There's lots of preem bhav. Now it's all paisa bhav. No time for preem, too busy getting paisa bhav. PB has been replaced by PB. Preem bhav has been replaced by paisa bhav. I have bhav for money. Yeah. More money. Ah, yes. Wife work, husband work, kids work, everybody work. Put the dog to work also. Listen, Fido, you should get a job. You're living in this house, you should earn some money.
Yes, sir.
And he goes out and moonlights. He moonlights at night. He works in your house at night, then he goes and works in a neighbor's house and gets paid 10 rupees a night. And he comes in the morning, here's my 10 rupees, sir. Yes, good dog. Everyone in my house must work. Where is life gone? What has it produced? What is the benefit? What is the net result? I don't mean the net network. What is the net result of all this money? Disappointment, anxiety, fear, alienation, frustration, unhappiness, sore hearts, broken minds, frustration. Ask yourself. If the shoe fits, wear it. So when he was surrounded by these devotees, he would enter this mood of wanting to remember Radha and Krishna's Leela. Then Swarup Damodara Ramananda Roy, they would start speaking Madhuryamayi Katha from Krishna Karnamrita, from Dasama Skanda, Ras Leela, and Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, and so many wonderful Rasa Granths. Lord Chaitanya, late at night, with a handful of friends, confidential friends, he would absorb his mind and heart in Leela Smaran, Leela Pravesh, and Madhuryamayi Katha, Braj Leela, like a perfect devotee. So in this way, he would enter the Leelas. He would so much hear the Leelas, he would become Tanmoy with them. It was called Sarana Abhinivesana. He becomes so much absorbed in his sadhana of hearing Leela Katha that he would enter, like we say, Pravesh. He would enter into the Leela. He would start to identify. Sometimes he would identify with Krishna and sometimes with Radha. So Lord Chaitanya was fully experiencing the pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, he's Krishna Sarup. He's Leela Purushottam. And, of course, he's Lord Chaitanya, Prem Purushottam. So all of these experiences and expressions he was distributing. And then he was distributing prem. So Lord Chaitanya is referred to. There's teen Purushottam in the three yugas. Treta Yuga, Dwapara, Kali. And in Treta Yuga, the Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Ramachandra, and he is Maryada Purushottam. And Dwapara Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's distributing Leela, pastimes, Makanchor, Ras Leela, Banbihar, Gocharan Leela, so many Leelas. With his mother, his father, his friends, his servants, his lovers, his wives, his girlfriends, all beautiful pastimes, all sweet, charming, attractive, heart-rending, mind-melting, and very compelling and beautifully satisfying pastimes, which are capturing the hearts and minds of people all around the world. So Lord Chaitanya is, of course, Prem Purushottam, and his duty is not to so much engage in Madhurya Mayi Leela, although they're very sweet and wonderful Leelas like Leela Purushottam. His duty is to distribute those prem-filled Leelas of Krishna. He relished them, he listened to them, he entered them, he experienced them, he felt ecstasy in those Leelas of himself, because he is Krishna and he is Radha. And he has come to bring everyone, come, sablog ao, jaldi ao, Vrindavan jaunge. Jaunge, let us go. Vrindavan jaunge. Let us go to Vrindavan. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu distributed that prem, Radha Krishna's prem, Gopika love, Gopika prem. So therefore he's Prem Purushottam, the conclusion of the presentation, although albeit brief. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who appeared in Kali Yuga, he stands for, represents and distributes all the teachings of Ramachandra Maryada Purushottam. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya are very strict in their behavior. They follow all the yamas and niyamas of the Shastra, and they're very pure in their activities and achar. And this, he insists on this. And we must be, if we're not pure, we're not followers, and we're not endeavoring and trying to become pure. Purity is the force of devotion, of bhakti. Love means pure love. There's no such thing as mishrita, mixed love, a little lust, a little selfishness, a little selflessness. What it is absolute dedication, absolute surrender, absolute shelter, absolute dependence, an absolute unbroken seva, hoitaki apratiyata, seva to the Lord, everything for his pleasure, everything for him, nothing for me. Because he is my everything. If I have Krishna, I have everything, I don't have nothing. I don't need anything because I have Krishna. Everything I have for him, but I want nothing because I already have everything. I don't need anything because I have everything, so I want nothing. Did you follow it? I don't need anything because I have everything, therefore I want nothing, and everything is Krishna's love. You follow? It's tricky, but not that tricky. It's philosophical, it's clever, and it's true. For the Premi Bhakta, I'm speaking on behalf of my guru. He was like this and is like this. So Lord Chaitanya is the ideal Maryada avatar, Purushottam, because he is Ram, he is Krishna, he is Gauranga, he is Radha. And he's the ideal bhakta, devotee. And he is Prem Purushottam. That's his singular identity and his role. Leela Purushottam Krishna is not distributing Prem, he's tasting it. He's Rasika Shekhar. He's Rasika Shekhar. He's relishing. He's the supreme Rasika. He's relishing every drop of his mother's love. And he's relishing every drop of Subal and Sridham and Balaram's love. And he's relishing every drop of Raktak and Patrak and all the house servants' love. And he's relishing every drop of Radharani's nectar-filled lips and her Madhurya Mayi love. And he's relishing every drop of Rukmini and Satyabhama and his Dwarka Mahishi's love. He's a relisher. He's a taster. He's a rasaswarana. Rasaswarana. Madhurya rasaswarana. He's relishing. And sakiras, matsaliras, not distributing. And Ramchandra, he is the king, the ruler. He's establishing the rule. This is religious, dharmic kingdom. This is his rules and regulations. His loving exchanges with Sugriv and Hanuman and Lakshman and Sita Devi in Sakya Ras and Dasya Ras and Madhur Ras, Swakiya Bhav of husband and wife, Ek Patni Prata, very subdued, very cultured, very refined, very stiff. That is not his prominence of his Leela, although that's part of it, but to establish law and order. Ram is more the law and order god. He is a strict law and order, rules and regulations, Bhagavan. Krishna is the opposite. He walks however he likes, he acts however he likes, he speaks however he likes, he steals, he cheats, he lies. He's the lawless God. The law abiding, the law giving, the law established, the law establishing, the law abiding, and the law giving God is Maryada Purushottam Ramchandra Bhagavan Nikki Jai. And the law breaking God, and the heart breaking God, and the heart making God is Krishna. We say that Ayodhya and Vaikuntha, these spiritual places and sthans, they are the plane. Plane means the plane, the level, the area of dedication. Dedication to the center. The center is Vishnu. Bhagavan Vishnu, Bhagavan Ram, Bhagavan Nrisimha, Vamana, etc. Seva. The material world, Maya Jagat, that we're all trapped hopelessly in and trying helplessly to get out, is called the plane or the place of exploitation. I rip off you, you rip off me. Now when you rise above the Maya Jagat and you rise above the Hari Dham of Vaikuntha, then you come to Goloka Dham, Prem Dham, Sri Dham, Vrindavan. Vrindavan. That is the area, the place, the plane of desperation. Desperation. One becomes desperate. Yashoda becomes desperate. Where is my Lala? Where is my Dulal? Where is my Nanda Dulal? He's 8 hours, it's scorching hot summer day and Jaist Mina. It's very hot. And my son doesn't take an umbrella, he doesn't wear any shoes, he refuses. When I asked him to take a chata, an umbrella, he said, I will take an umbrella if you give me 900,000 umbrellas for each of my 900,000 cows. Because the son cannot have more comfort than the mother. These are my mother's, the cow. How can I be sheltered from the sun, but the hot sun is beating on my mother's head? If I have an umbrella, I'll give it to my mother. So Mother Yashoda said, well, we don't have 9 lakhs of umbrellas lying around our house right now, and it does take a while to make them. So Krishna said, forget it. Then she said, well, at least wear some shoes to protect your baby tender feet from all the stickers and stones and pebbles and all these dried gehon and all these broken stalks of wheat and chickpeas and all these things in the fields. Because the cows don't go, they go anywhere and everywhere, and you have to run behind them, so your baby feet will get pricked and cut and hurt. And Krishna said, fine, mother, I will wear shoes. If you provide shoes, 900,000 pairs of shoes, but the cows wear 2 pairs of shoes, because the cows have charpada. So you have to have 2 pairs of shoes for each cow, and what to speak of where to store them when they come back. When they come back and take off their shoes, where will they store them? They have to have huge shoe barns. She's desperate. So this is Goloka. So Lord Chaitanya, he's come to bring us to the land of desperation. He's come, come. You're exploiting one another. Now become dedicated to the center. Surrender. Sarva dharman pratyaja. Love God. Serve God. Remember God. Offer everything to him. Be dedicated to the center. Now you're dedicated, now you're steady, now you're becoming purified. Now, here's installment number 2. Dum. Then ruchi comes in your heart. Ruchi, taste for Krishna. Nam ruchi, katha ruchi, sangha ruchi, seva ruchi. Taste for serving Vaishnavas. Taste for hearing Hari Katha. Now the madness begins. Now the bhav begins to rise. Bhav begins to rise, the rising of bhav is ruchi, begins with taste. When taste for Krishna comes in the heart, for that lovable, naughty prankster, that lovable, naughty prankster. Prankster means Chatur Chalak Balak. Chalak Chatur Balak. Yes? Playful, unpredictable, clever little boy. Chalak Chatur Balak. Chatur Chalak Balak. That's better? That lovable, playful prankster. P-R-A-N-K-S-T-E-R. Now we are all dangerous dacoits and gangsters. But we can become lovable, playful pranksters. Don't be a gangster, but be a prankster. Right? Don't kill anyone, love everyone. Don't terrorize everyone, tantalize everyone. So Krishna tantalizes, enchants, and captivates. He doesn't terrorize, kidnap, and incarcerate. So this Lord Chaitanya, once Ruchi comes, then some Bhav comes, then you start to become desperate. Kochai go prema maihi radha radhe radhe Krishna kahan radha kahan. You become desperate. Where are you? Are you on the banks of the Yamuna? Are you in the caves of Govardhan? Are you wandering the mountains of Barsana or Nandagaon? Krishna kahan, Sham kahan, kahan. Desperate in love. Love make real, genuine, true love, where the heart is infatuated, the mind is bewildered, and the soul is captivated. Such true love makes one desperate. This is real love. If there's no desperation in your relationship, there is no love. And most mundane loving relationships are full of possession. That's also good. And they're full of suspicion. Possession, which is good, and suspicion, which is bad. Because no one really trusts anyone. Husbands don't really trust their wives. And wives don't really trust their husbands. Because they can't. Because trust doesn't exist in a world of cheaters. This is a world of cheaters, material world. You can't trust anybody, starting with yourself. Can you trust your mind? Can you trust your mind to behave properly, to act properly, to think properly? N-O. One minute angel, next minute devil. One minute pure, next minute impure. This is the mind. Vishayi chariya kabe shuddha habe man kabe hama herbo shri brindavinda. When will I give up sense gratification? When indriya sukh, and when will I chardye? It says vishayi chariya char. It says, when will I reject and renounce tyage? Give it all up once and for all. Stop it. So much eating, so much sleeping, and other activities. Then will my mind will become shanti. Sukh and shanti. Happy mind. Peaceful mind. Shuddh man. Pure mind. The mind is full of lust, it's impure. The mind is full of greed, it's impure. The mind is full of envy, it is impure. Greed, lust, anger. So much anger we have, especially nowadays. Ajkal, India may jada krodhe. Beep, 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 ha! Beep, 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 meh, meh. I mean, people have, they don't wait for 1 second. The light isn't even, it's red, it hasn't even turned green yet. Wah! So, completely ashanti. People have no tolerance. No tolerance means anger. Frustration of desire creates anger. Every single one in this room, every single one in India, America, France, Germany, Japan, Italy, they're frustrated to the max, as we say in America. Maximum degree of frustration. Not enough satisfaction, not enough love, not enough food, not enough money. So frustration. I want more. So frustration is the instigator and stimulus of anger. The foundation of everybody's mind is frustrated. The substratum of everyone's heart is saturated with frustration. So at any second, anger, flare-ups, yelling, screaming, arguments, beeping the horn, punching, slapping, this, that. Everywhere you go in the malls, You go in a shop everywhere. People just yelling, snapping off at each other. Like a bunch of practically barking at each other. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Am I right? You're in the world. I'm in the world. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come with me, become desperate, get a taste of love of God, get the feeling of love of God, get love of God, Krishna Prema Prapti Sablog, Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nanda Gorachase Namaha. I have come to give love. Who doesn't want love? Everyone wants love. The basis of all actions is the desire for love. May Lord Chaitanya love all of you so much. Tomorrow we will try again to speak on Chaitanya Bhagavat. We spoke about the Gauranga Mahima and the Gauranga Charita and the Gauranga Kripa. And I also believe everything we said was basically the Chaitanya Bhagavat, isn't it? Because whatever I said is what I learned from the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And by the mercy of my Guru, I have some realizations which I'm sharing with you. And we could speak many, many hours on these topics, but I gave the synopsis of the idea, and you can ponder it over these ideas and appreciate the significance of these statements and appreciate if we're Ram Bhaktas, Gauranga is for us. If we're Krishna Bhaktas, Gauranga is for us. If we're Vishnu Bhaktas, Gauranga is for us. Because by worshipping Gauranga in Kali Yuga, because he is the Kali Yuga Bhagavan to be worshipped, by worshipping Gauranga, how do we worship Gauranga? By chanting the name of Nityananda, by chanting the Panchatattva mantra, by following his shiksha, which apply the shikshamrita, the 8 teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which we can give you, they are available on demand. We can give you those shikshastakam. These 8 teachings apply to every bhakta of the Lord. They are universal teachings, whether you're a Vishnu bhakta, or a Krishna Bhakta, a Radha Krishna Bhakta, or a Ram Bhakta. If you follow the 8 teachings of Lord Chaitanya, they're simple and sublime, easy and difficult. They're for the beginners and the intermediate and for the advanced. You will become a pure lover of Vishnu, a pure lover of Krishna, a pure lover of Radha Krishna, or a pure lover of Krishna. So therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the universal teacher in the age of Kali, for the distribution of love of God to anyone, be he a Ram Bhakta, a Krishna Bhakta, a Gauranga Bhakta, or a Radha Krishna Bhakta, or a Vishnu Bhakta. He must worship Lord Chaitanya and chant the Maha Mantra, because a Vishnu Bhakta chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he will have darshan of Lakshmi Narayan, and he will go to Vaikuntha. A Ram Bhakta chants, of course, he can chant Ram Nam and Vishnu Nam, plus the Maha Mantra. You chant Vishnu Sahasranam and Vishnu's Nam and Ram Nam plus the Maha Mantra, which Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying, if you chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you will attain the Prayojan, you will attain love of God, you will attain the perfection of human life and go to the spiritual world. If you chant the Maha Mantra as a Ram Bhakta, you will go to Ayodhya, a planet in the spiritual world where Ramachandra lives. You will get your Swarup Siddhadeya there and worship Ramachandra. If you chant the Maha Mantra and do Lakshmi Narayan Puja, you will go to Vaikuntha to worship Lakshmi Narayan and your forearm form as a Vaikuntha Vasi. If you worship Krishna in any of the avatar forms by chanting the Maha Mantra and worshiping Lord Gauranga in the age of Kali, you will go to Nisringa Loka or to Vaman Loka or some other planet where your Ishtadeva is living. If you worship Gauranga as the Lord of your life, as your Prananath, and you chant the Maha Mantra and worship Lord Chaitanya day and night, then you will go and enter the eternal pastimes and Leela of Lord Gauranga, wherever they may be. And if you worship Radha and Krishna by chanting the Maha Mantra, which is for the worshippers of Radha and Krishna, is the Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for the Radha Krishna Madhurya Mayi Bhaktas or the Krishna Balaram Premi Bhaktas. That is the mantra, the Yuga Mantra. It will give prema and take us to Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul, to live eternally in the service of Radha and Krishna. This is the basic contribution. Lord Chaitanya is Prem Purushottam. It doesn't say anywhere in Shastras that he's Krishna Prem Purushottam or he's Radha Krishna Prem Purushottam, does it? It does not. He is the one and only avatar for the Kali Yuga who is distributing Bhagavan Prem. Prem Purushottam means Bhagavat Prem. Ram, Bhagavan Ram, Bhagavan Vishnu, Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavan Gauranga. Does everyone understand these points? Therefore, we are very grateful to Lord Gauranga. We are indebted to Lord Gauranga. Everyone needs the mercy of Lord Gauranga. Someone can't say, oh, Lord Gauranga, he is for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He is for Bengali Vaishnavas. No, there are many, I know many friends of mine who are devotees in ISKCON. They chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They chant the Panchatattva Mantra. They fast on Gaur Purnim. They fast on Krishna Janmashtami. They worship Lord Gauranga. And in their house, they have Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. And they are pure, they are aspiring to become pure devotees of Sita and Ram and go to Ram and Chandra and Sita in the spiritual world. But they're in ISKCON and they're initiated in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And they will go there by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada and their sadhana siddhi. This is, we are not limited. Oh, if you go to the Ramanandi sadhus, hey, what's this Radha Krishna? Get out. What's this Vishnu worship? Get out. Only worship Sita and Ram. Ramanandi sadhus worship Sita and Ram. And then the Sri Sampradaya worships Lakshmi Narayan. But, and if you go to Madhvacharya, the Madhvas, they only worship Krishna in Dasya Ras and Sakiras something. But mostly they want to just go to Krishna in some spiritual world, not necessarily, not really Goloka Vrindavan, but they worship Krishna in Dasya Ras, no Radha. So there's different destinations of different Ishtadevs, and they're not accommodating. They're mutually exclusive. They exclude others. Only Lord Chaitanya's Gaudiya Vaishnava religion is a like an umbrella religion. It's for everyone, at least in the Hindu pantheon. The Hindu pantheon or the Hindu dharmic paradigm, everyone, be he a Ram Bhakta, Vishnu Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, Radha Krishna Bhakta, they will attain perfection by worshipping Lord Gauranga, chanting the Mahamantra, and fixing their mind on their Ishtadeva and meditating on their Ishtadeva and the pastimes and teachings of their Ishtadeva, plus the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which are nourishing and relevant and applicable to every Bhakta. Because he teaches humility. He teaches surrender. He teaches dedication. And he teaches everything in the Shikshastikam. Because we've studied some of the different religious movements in Hinduism and we see the wonderful synthesis and the wonderful contribution. Ram is coming as Lord Chaitanya for a purpose. Krishna is coming as Lord Chaitanya for a purpose. Vishnu is coming as Lord Chaitanya for a purpose. All the Das avatars are coming as Lord Chaitanya for a purpose. What? To distribute love of God, Krishna praying to all the bhaktas of the various forms of Godhead. Do you understand? It's nothing new. I'm just kind of putting it together in a very clear way. Is something clear to all of you? So we're no matter who we are, so that's why we're very excited. We give out the Mahamantra, oh, I'm a Ram Bhakta. No, you chant Ram Nam, you also add this. Prabhupada said the same thing in a sutra form. He said, don't change whatever you're doing, just add Krishna. Add the Mahamantra, add Lord Chaitanya, and continue on your line and follow your path of perfection to your ultimate param gati, destination. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Prem Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Radha Krishna Yuga ki.